The Sundance Institute COO and Executive Director Carrie Putnam provides details of the decision to cut approximately 13% of their staff in response to the financial impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Sundance Institute is undergoing a reimagining that will put the 2021 edition of the Sundance Festival in a radically different direction than the traditional event where thousands of people gather in Park City in late January. Putnam says the immediate impact of the virus didn't affect them as much as many nonprofits due to the timing of the film festival, which ended before concerns about the virus spread hit much of the U.S. However, due to the projected shortfalls in contributions and ticket sales, they've cut executive salaries and department budgets across the board, and they've moved all their in-person events to virtual platforms. They anticipate deep economic impacts for the foreseeable future while holding to their mission of supporting independent artists, which they say includes maintaining diversity, equity, and inclusion. Details of the restructuring efforts can be found in the full letter, which is posted on kpcw.org. Putnam's letter outlines the severance packages they will provide for those who are laid off, continued cuts in higher compensated job levels, and changes to benefits packages are expected as well. As KPCW reported Tuesday, Sundance Film Festival Executive Director Tabitha Jackson revealed that the organization is in the process of defining the 2021 event, with a goal of creating a festival that can be accessed locally, globally, in person, and online. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.